We begin the current daf from Sechda Shabbos daf Samachvav. We begin the Amud Aleph. We begin the Tezid of Masad. This begins the words of the Gemara. Sandal Shel Sayadin, the sandal of those who make plaster, which Tezid proves like one of the two interpretations that Rashi brings. And that is, there's a machlekes regarding the sandal Shel Sayadin in the Brisa. Regarding, does it have Tumas Medrus? Could you do Chalitza with it? Could you go with it on Shabbos? So Pesher Kunch Rashi explains that this sandal of the plaster makers is referred to Meichri Hasid, those who sell the plaster, and when they're involved in making the plaster, Noilin Aisai, so they would wear this shoe, and Mishal Eitzu, it's made out of wood. And why would they wear this special wooden shoe? Generally, shoes are made out of leather. Meisha Hasid Sarifasar, because the plaster burns the leather. That Zeh Loshon Rabbi says, says Rashi, that's his teacher's interpretation. But Valinir, says Rashi, to him it appears that actually Sandal Sayadin, the sandal of those who make the plaster, Shal Kash, was actually made out of straw. And says Taisis, it appears that Nira, like this interpretation of Rashi himself, seems more appropriate because Dachi Tanim B'Tesefta, this is actually how the version is sorted in the Brais of the Tesefta, which says Sandal Shal Kash, which is talking about the sandal of straw, and we keep Metame, and it says like the same exact Brais that it mentions over here regarding the Sandal Shal Sayadin, and it calls it Sandal Shal Kash, is Rashi says it's not that of Ace. Kinex says the Master begins the words of the Gemara. Tame Medris, that it's going to have a Tumas Medris, but they did not agree to him. Chase comes to qualify, why do they disagree with Rabbi Kiva, that a Sandal Shel Sayadin is not going to be a Mekabel Tumah. That is the Braisa brought that, which that was a contradiction, who says what, but that one version is that they don't agree to Rabbi Kiva, regarding this, that he said that the Sandal Shel Sayadin is Metame Medris. So that Taisa has been time and to say, but my loy haidulu, but why? Does that Taisa take a look? Why don't they agree to him? Is this any less than a pile of yeast which got hard and which was designated for sitting, where generally it's obviously not meant for sitting. Yeast is usually used for baking. With still, if you designated that, okay, it became so hard, it's like a bench. The kaim lunda tamei medrash, which Allah is that it has tamas medrash. So the Gabi Medrash, the reason is because by Medrash, lebi in the Dumi Desak, it doesn't have to be comparable to a sackcloth that has to be able to be carried full and empty. The halach is the Chaldavam Yuchel the Medrash, anything that's designated for Medrash, for sitting or standing on, Tami Medrash is going to have the Tum of Medrash. So why are we saying that they didn't agree to him? Even if it's not meant for shoes, but if that was designated for, which is what it was, so then why shouldn't it have Tum of Medrash? Why is it any less than Kaifa Sa'ar Shiach the Lishiva? So it says, if you're someone, you could say, yes, now this becomes relevant to the previous places about the two interpretations of Rashi. So it's still a Lashon Shafir's Rashi Shalkashu, according to Rashi's own interpretation, which was that one that Taisa preferred from the Taisefta, that the Sandal Shel Sayadin is told much made out of straw, Sinicha, makes sense why they disagreed to Bekiva. The Kim de la Bakiyamahu, since straw shoes is not something that's going to last, it's made out of straw, say, in the Tum is not Makabal Tumma. The loy damel kaivasar, yeah, you cannot compare it to a block of yeast. Shubar kayama, something that's a hard thing, it could last for a long time. And says Tayshvach Ashkham and Mishnai, so do we find this concept in the Mishnai is that something that is not bar kayama, it's not gonna last, is not makabel tumah. Because the Ketanim learned the Mishnah Gabi Ha'aloin, Vo'egois, Verimoin, different types of nuts and fruits, where they have a hard shell. Shachakum Tinaikis, if the children they hollowed it out. And they made a receptacle out of it. Lamed ben offered to measure earth with it. Halacha is shemekabel tumah, where they are mekabel tumah, it's like a vessel. Vilagav alef is ve'esrik shechaku, but whereas regarding the turnip, regarding the esrik, if it got carved out, Ketanya the Mishnah tells us she'ain mekabel tumah, they're not mekabel tumah. Why? Fisha'ain miskaim, because that doesn't last a long time, and there is not qualified as a clean. And there is not mekabel tumah, so exactly why they disagreed with Rekiva, because this straw shoes is not something that lasts. Now that only works if you hold like the interpretation of Rashi that the shoes are made out of straw. But says Taisa Loshan Shapir Shapir, according to the first version of his teachers, that he explains Shasandal Havishal Eitz that the shoes made out of wood. So Kasha, that's difficult. Shirolis Kaim, that's hard. That is able to last a long time. Kim and Shushal Eitz made out of wood. So then why do they disagree? Why is it any less than Kaifa Sa'ar, which was designated for Yeshiva that has Tumas Medrash? Here also, it should have Tumas Medrash. So Taisa Vishem Yeshem, maybe what you could say is, the Ainu time of the Matar sandal, the reason why they hold that the sandal is going to be tar, it's not going to have Tumas Medrash, is Delei Chashim Avid Lehilucha Mash Matayabah. Yeah, it's less than Kaibasar, because that's designated for sitting. Here, these shoes are not really considered as if they're meant for walking, which is what gives it its status of Tumas Medrash, this that he walks around with it. Because it's not the norm to make shoes out of wood to walk with something like that. Which that the Kavah Sabbat Shveferes. This is what the Gemara actually compares regarding the tube that's made out of reeds. That's the same idea. Since not the norm to make it out of reeds, so it's not considered a vessel, and that's why it's not going to be kavah tumah. And therefore, that's not the same thing as the block of yeast. So when you have a big block of yeast that no one's using anymore, it's norm to make a bench out of it, and therefore there it's going to be a kavah tumah benches, whereas here it's not going to be. So Tosfos said that according to the Rashi's interpretation that the sandal of the Sayyadin is made out of straw, so it makes sense why it's not the same, because it's not to brak yam, it doesn't last. According to the version that it's made out of wood, you have to say because it's not meant for walking, and since it's not the norm, that's the same thing like the other case of the Shefer Shalkanim, which since it's not the norm, so we don't give it the status as a kli to be mekabel tumas mensh. Next case, the Master says, begins with the words of the Gemara, Kaveres HaKash, the hive made out of straw, the Shefer Shalkanim, and the two made out of reeds, which we just mentioned in passing just before, the Bekiva Metamer. Bekiva holds going to be Tamer, which Taisa asks on this opinion of Bekiva, and he explains. The Gemara brought, as a recording here in the Taisus, that Rabbi Kiva holds that these two cases are going to be Mekabel Tumah, whereas Rabbi Yechim and Niri holds not going to be Mekabel Tumah. Taisus says, Vim Temi, if you're going to say, Taisus has to take a second look, because of a Heichem Metamah, what's exactly the application Rabbi Kiva holds is going to have a Halacha Tumah? And that is, Kivin Chazli Yeshiva, since it's not fit a hive or a pipe for sitting purposes, it's obviously Lemet Tumah Medjus, not a Lemet Tumah Medjus, and Lemet Tumah Medjus regarding become Tumah from a dead person. Regarding Tumas of Masa, it says El Kli Aids, V'Ar, Beggar, Sock. It says only wood, leather, a garment, or sackcloth. And it doesn't mention anything about reeds or straw. So how would it have any Tumah? It doesn't have measures or Tumas Mes. Yishlamitai says, what you could say is, the Kashta Mechashav Shal Aids. Now, straw is also considered a coat of wood. Where do we find this? Kedam, like the Gemara says in the Brachas of Mem Malav, Prisha Achal Adam Rishon. What's the Eitz Hadas, the fruit that Adam Rishon had ate sinfully? Chitai, so according to one interpretation, that was the kernel of wheat. So you see that the straw, which is what surrounds the wheat, is considered something that comes from a tree. It's dav habam in the eitz. It's considered in eitz because that's what a tree is, and this is something that's a derivative from that, and therefore it would qualify for the tumas of mess. Or inam, or you could say that actually no, it's not real. It's not wood. Straw is not wood. Rather, hachtama, this tumah that Rabbi Kiva says it's going to have is drabami. It's rabbinic, and even though it's, you're right, even though it's not wood, but rabbinically is what this tumah we're saying it's going to have. Next, Tais the Master begins the words of Gemara, Rabbi Yechanan Mitar. Tais can explain the comparison of Rabbi Yechanan Nuri Salacha to the sandal Shal Sayyadin according to both interpretations again of Rashi. The Gemara brought that Rabbi Yisus says, who is the one that we said, Loi Haidalay Rabbi Kiva? So he said it's Rabbi Yechanan Nuri. Regarding this, that he said that the sandal Shal Sayyadin is going to be Tame, Rabbi Yechanan Nuri disagrees. So on that, Tais brings that it depends. The Pirish Acher and Shapirish Bakunj is according to Rashi's second Pshat, his interpretation. The sandal Shokashu, that the case of Biki was talking about a sandal of made out of straw. So Madame Shaper, Kaveris Lasandal Shasyan, we understand the comparison to Rabbi Nuri, just like by the hive made out of straw. Rabbi Nuri is going to be tar. Same thing is by the sandal Shasyan, which is also made out of straw. Which again is the ideal version, Taisus said, of the interpretation. According to the first version, Shapirish the sandal shall aid to, which is explained that the sandal is made out of wood. So then what's the comparison? He's talking about wood and he's talking about straw. How do you see that he disagrees with him? So says, you have to say that what the comparison is, what the Gemara is bringing is, just like Birchim says, that if the hive is made out of straw, it's going to be tar. Why? The fish ain't regilis lasseis makash. We brought this far in the previous days. Because it's not the norm to go out and made out of straw. So therefore, we don't consider it as a cleat to makabat tumah. He would say the same thing regarding this, the shoe of the plaster makers. That the fish ain't regilis lasseis, it's not the norm to make wooden shoes. So therefore, matai, he would say it's tar, which that's obviously, he's the one that not because of the same case, but the same underlying principle, which is not the norm to make it. Therefore, it's not going to be kavod tumah. Shinek says the Master begins the words of the Gemara, but it's not meant for walking. It comes to explain what the Gemara's question is. And that is, the Gemara said, according to the one that says, that is Rabbi Kiva, that the sandal shel siyad is mekabel tumah, the sandal is not meant for walking. How could it have a tumah sub medrash? It's only there to protect from the hot plaster. So Taisus brings the Hiksha Rabbi Eliezer Mimitz, the Rashba, or the Gears of the Rashba. It says, my part of what's the Gemara's question? What do you mean? What do you think? The plaster, he puts it on his shoes and he's walking all around when he's doing his work. That's what it's actually made for. What do you mean? This is exactly what it was made for. So the Rashba answered him. He says, the sandal shel sayadim, this sandal of the plaster maker is lavlin alas. So no, it's actually not made to wear as shoes. It's actually one of the tools of the plasterer. But asur ke'ein sandal, it's just made in the shape of a sandal. The yachal los is ragli b'teichel noili. He could put it on his leg to wear it as a shoe. Ach ein asur rak l'toich b'as abayis. But really, the truth is only made to smear and plaster the house. And just sometimes he puts it on as a shoe and he wears it and he walks in it until he gets to his house. But the Gemara asked, but it wasn't meant for that. And the Gemara says, yeah, because sometimes he walks to his house with it, therefore it is going to be valid. But that was the Gemara's question. Re-pirish, another interpretation brings in the re, is that actually, no, it's actually never made for wearing as shoes. What do you mean? It's always made. No. It's only there to protect his shoes. They shouldn't get burnt in the line. So, quote, lavli lucha av, it's not meant for walking, it's meant for protecting. Regular shoes are meant for walking. Here it's meant to protect his shoes. But still says re, still the Gemara answers, shaken aside v'chul, but still since he walks with it home, it's still considered as something that's used for hilucha, and therefore it's going to have the tumah of medrash. The next says, the Mas says, begins the words of the Gemara, Rav Amma, he says, av tamei tumas medrash. It's even going to have a tumah of medrash. So he's going to explain the halacha opinion of Rav. That is, the Gemara brought a machleg zabai in Rav. This is what the Mishnah says, that a kav that has a base kibul of ksisin is makabal tumah, so according to Abaya, that's only Tumas Mes, and not Tumas Medrash. According to Rava, as our Taisa Maskil quote, it's going to have, even going to have Tumas Medrash. Taisa explains, Pirsha Rabbi Pirus, he says, so wait a second. So how do you like Tony Bereshit Masnin? Now why didn't the Mishnah in this opening case, which we're discussing, say, Vim Yishlai Beis Kibbuk Kisisan, should have said a bigger Kiddush. Should have said that if it has a place where you could put the rags, it shouldn't have just said Tumay. It should have said Tumay Medrash. Kedik Tony Beseifa. The Seifa of the Mishnah, when it talks about Smeicha Shalai, it mentions Tumay Medrash. So here, if Rava holds it has Tumas Medrash, so why doesn't it say explicitly? So it's Taisa's Mishnah to have a mashak, because then it would have sounded like, had we said that if it has basic kibbutz season, it's Tumay Medrash, it would have sounded like that I will aim like basic kibbutz, but does not have a receptacle. Tar min medrash, yeah, that it's Tumay from the more severe Tumah of Medrash, of a Tumah Tumas Mess. But I would have to say, but okay, we'll have the Tumah of Mess, but Balayi, that's actually not the case. Because I'm sure to Kliyetu, if it doesn't have a receptacle with rags, it's a flat wooden vessel, which doesn't have any Tumah at all. Allahi Tumah, Tumah Stumah. That's why it said, when it said it's going to be Tumah, it said it's unspecified. To tell you the Bekai Kavna in such a case where it has that it could accept the regs, the tummy is going to be tummy, whichever tummy it is, like we see for rubber, Tumas Mess and Tumas Vendors. How ain't like basic kibbutz season, and we need it for the inference to tell you, but if it doesn't have any receptacle for regs, the tar, legami, it's going to be totally tar from all types of tummy. Therefore, it's not difficult on rubber why it didn't say explicitly that's Tumas Mess. But when Timotheus asks to take a second look, and he says, if you're going to say, lomali basic kibbutz season, why? Why do you need a receptacle for the regs? So that's going to be the kav, this wooden shoe is going to be kabbal tumah. But tevi lay the chala tamah medrash. We know the halacha is whatever has a tumah of medrash, tamah tumas mes, automatically has a tumah of mes. So here we're saying it has a tumah of medrash because he walks with it. So then why do you need the rags in the first place to have a tumah of mes? It'll have tumas mes because it has tumas medrash. So it's place of Hashem. What you can say is no, the base kibbutz kisisin, because yeah, actually having a receptacle for the rags is actually ice and ice around the medrash. That's actually what makes it fit for walking it. Without the rags, he doesn't actually lean on it because it's very hard. So it's not going to be medrash. So you're right. You don't need the kibbutz kisisin of tumas mes. You need it to be medrash, and then you're right. Automatically, once it's tumas medrash, it'll have the tumah of mes. The next says the master begins the words of the Gemara, agala shel katan, the wagon of a little child. Chayes disagrees with Raz's interpretation. What is this agala shel katan? There's the Gemara brought that Rav proved his halacha that this kav is going to have a tumas medrash, even though it's not meant totally for leaning on it, but since he sometimes leans on it, we see the halacha by the galosh cotton where it's going to have a tumas medrash because the cotton sometimes leans on it. Now, Pesach Kodesh, he explains, what's this wagon? It's a galosh, it's a wagon, shakotten yeshavalah, that the child sits in it. So it's tayyib alay near, that doesn't seem to be correct, because in Canaan, if that's the case, my kamashma, what would be the chiddush in the halacha that's going to have tumas medrash? Pshita, obviously, there's no greater designated for reclining, for sitting on, than a carriage which holds a baby inside. Rabbi says, it appears to me, the Haina Gala, we're talking about a wagon, Sha'isin Lakatan Islam al-Hala, which is a walker that the child starts to learn to walk with. That's a chiddush that Tumei Medrash can have a Tumas Medrash, because although he doesn't sit on it, and really it's meant just to help him walk, but it's not like the walker, it's the Nishna level. He ultimately, since the child, he does lean on it. Still, Rabbi proves that you see that since he leans on it, that's going to give it a Tumas Medrash, so to the Kiteya, where since he leans on that wooden shoe, it's also going to give him a Tumas Medrash.